For hair that's greasy or hair that's dry, why not give our shop a try? Tony's Sun are the ones who care. We put the good bits in your hair. So, why don't you come to Tony's and meet Victor Spinetti as Tony, John Laurie as Hector, and Deborah Watling as Maisie, with Norma Ronald, Kenneth Connor, and Josephine Tewson.
Hey, Mama.
What's the matter?
There's a lumpy bit in my cornflakes.
See?
What's the matter? The bit of the ceiling fall into my breakfast.
It's a not a ceiling. It's a witty germ.
A witty germ?
See? Tonio, I no suggest anything, but you ain't married yet. Your sister Lucia is married. Your brother Carlo is married. But you?
So? For that, you put the witty germ into my cornflakes. Tomorrow, I have the confetti into my cornflakes. Look, it's not safe to eat here anymore.
Tonio, a man needs a wife. And if he don't have a wife, he needs a witty germ.
Well, why you want me to get married, huh?
It's because I love my Tonio. I want to see him with a milioni bambinos. Like a Carlo.
Like a Carlo? He's a deaf with the shouting. He's gone snowblind from the white nappies, and he drinks his wine from the feeding bottle.
Listen, if I'd have known you were gonna still be unmarried when you were a 41, I'd have got you a job as a priest.
Mama, I am not married because I not find the right girl yet.
Girl? At a 41? At a 41, you don't have the girl, you have what's left.
Mama, when I am ready, then I get married.
Then get a lady. Now, what about Cousin Susanna?
Cousin Susanna? She has a nose like the Concord.
At your age, you should be lucky she's human. You're gonna end up with Quasimodo.
Quasimodo's a better looking than the Cousin Susanna.
Antonio.
Look, she's the Chamber of Horrors all rolled into one big bit.
Now, you talk that way about your cousin.
Mama, I can't take no more of this. I am going to work to the salon.
But you ain't finished your cornflakes.
Give it to the cat. Ever since the operation, he looked like he could do with the witty germ more than me.
Can you turn your head a bit more, sir?
All right.
That's lovely.
So, as I was saying, I expect to eat the cornflakes. Instead, I have a mouthful of the wheaty germ. Mamma mia.
It's supposed to be very good for you.
Well, it's not decent. You'd better take a wee dram with your cornflakes.
It's always the same with you, Hector, eh?
Now, sir, lean forward a bit, please.
Yes, thank.
Just a bit more.
Oh, blimey. You need an India rubber neck to have your hair cut nowadays.
Done.
Ta. Oh, God. Well, how much do I owe you?
£2, please.
Oh, here you are. I remember when you could have 8 haircuts for 2 quid. Mind, only having one head, not a lot of point, is there? Anyway, tet up, mate.
Bye.
Hey, Maisie, you still going to come to this hairdressers' federation meeting tonight?
No, I don't think I'll bother, Tony.
No, it'll be a special tonight. Lots of the talk of what's new in the hairdressings.
Sorry, I'll stay in and watch telly. There's Kojak on tonight, you know.
Kojak? I never watch him on principle.
What do you mean?
And did you ever see such a lousy advertisement for a hairdresser? Come on. That man would put us all out of business.
So will you come to the meeting, huh?
Done your life, son.
But I tell you, it's a special meeting tonight.
What's so special about it?
Because Tony, I got the big suggestion that I make tonight.
What's that?
Head polish for bald people.
Head polish?
God's sake.
It open up the whole new market. It bring in the new business. It bring in all the baldies of a Kentish town.
You're really going to stand up there tonight and tell them about head polish?
See. And I bet you that Kojak will be the first customer.
Oh, that's wonderful, wonderful, Mr. Puccetti. That talk of yours on head polish was really quite brilliant, you know.
Thank you, Aya.
Best laugh I've had in years. Head polish was wonderful. I must remember to tell Vidal when I see him. What a sense of humor.
So funny, huh? You wait and see. Tomorrow I add it to my prices list for Shining of the Bonces, 50p.
Well, hello. Tony Puccetti.
Oh, Annie.
Long time no see.
See.
Something wrong?
No.
Oh, there is now. I can see it in your face.
Well, they all laughed at my head polish.
I didn't.
Oh, you're not ignorant like them, huh?
Oh, well, don't take it too hard. Remember, they laughed at Einstein.
No, me. He scared me stiff, but at Boris Karloff.
Not Frank Einstein. I mean Einstein the scientist.
Oh.
Well, anyway, how are you?
I feel better for seeing you.
That's nice. How long is it since we've seen one another?
Oh, so what? Let me see. Christmas was... Oh, it's about 6 months.
Must be. I remember you said you were going to phone me and take me out for a quiet drink.
See?
You never did.
No.
Must have slipped your mind.
No. It's just I've been so busy. It's so terrible. All the time the customers are coming in with their heads.
It'd be strange if they came in without them.
See, and it's the one thing after the other, you know, and is, well, is,
yes?
It's, I think you might say no.
Now, why would I say no?
Well, it's, we can still have the drink.
I'd like that, Tony. When should we say?
Well, what are you doing tonight?
Well, I don't have anything on.
Oh, you want to go to a nudist pump?
No, I mean, I'm not doing anything.
Oh.
So, where shall we go?
Hey. I know a place. It's nice and quiet.
Yes. You know, we've got a lot to catch up on, you and me. 6 months is a long time.
Here, Victor. Where's Tony? I haven't seen him today.
Need you ask?
Why?
He's down at that Annie's salon. Fifth time this week. Tell you, that woman has turned his head.
Get on.
Have you no seen him when he is here? Have you no heard him singing, whistling, laughing, skipping about? It's unnatural. I'm telling you, the man's gone mad.
No, he's just happy.
Well, I don't like it. This is how it affects them when it comes to them late in life. I saw it happen with my Uncle Hamish. He was 54 when he caught the bug. He even talked of marrying the woman. I said to him, Uncle Hamish, don't do it. It'll be the end of you. But he didn't listen. And sure enough, within 3 months, he was dead.
Oh, what happened?
Run over by a steamroller.
What?
He was reaching down a drain for a sixpence.
That was nothing to do with him getting married.
But it was. He needed that sixpence to buy the wedding ring.
Here, Etta, look.
Oh, it's your turn for the customer.
No. It's that assistant from Annie's. You know him.
Oh, so it is, sir.
Wonder what he wants. He don't half look miserable.
Hello.
Hello, Laurie.
Man, you look terrible, pale as a ghost.
Shouldn't you be working? You must be busy down at Annie's.
I can't. Not I've tried. And every time I pick up my scissors, my hands shake so much, they fall out of my nerveless grasp.
Oh, Laurie, what's wrong?
Is that boss of yours, that Tony?
Oh, nothing's happened to him, has it?
Not yet, but it nearly did a minute ago.
What?
He made me so mad. I'd have hit him over the head with my blow dryer. I haven't been such a coward.
But why, man?
What? He's stolen from me the most precious thing in my life. The thing I prize above all others.
He's stolen a woman I love. He's stolen Annie, the fairest woman who ever did a shampoo and set.
Come on, Smart.
No, in my agony and my despair, I just had to turn to somebody and I thought of you.
What do you want?
He wants locking up by the sound of it.
Shut up, Hector.
For 2 years now, I've been working at that wonderful woman's side, doing my backwashes in her basin, sharing her scissors and combs, and spirit friction, massaging with perfumed lotions the dry scalps that she's cared for so lovingly. That does something for a man, you know.
But it's nothing a cold shower will make you.
And all the time I've been desperate to tell her just how much I love her, you know, that I hoped one day that we'd form a partnership for life. That was my dream. My dream. Annie and Laurie. I wanted her to know that I would give her anything, you know, but each time the word sprang to my lips, a voice inside me seemed to say,
put your money in premium bonds.
No. It didn't say that. It said, you're not worthy of this wonderful woman. You're not worthy to touch the hem of her floral patterned overall. Well, I didn't tell her my inner feelings.
Oh.
Wise, very wise.
But I was planning to. Oh, yeah. You know, ask her out. Take her somewhere nice, like the hair cream manufacturer's annual dinner and dance. And then at a suitable moment, just that one brief moment, I was going to tell her how I feel about her. Tell her that beneath my floral patterned overall, there lurked a heart beating with a wild, uncontrollable passion, an unquenched desire, a throbbing intensity of love.
Hold on, son, you'll make my stomach turn over.
Then, like a sudden cold wrench, your Tony comes on the scene. I know they've met one another before, but this week I've watched them together. And now I've been circumscribed.
Now, what has your religion got to do with it?
I've been rejected like old air clippings.
If Annie didn't know how you felt...
I've been cast out before I've had a chance to tell her.
Well, I don't know. What do you want us to do?
Oh, please, persuade him to get out of her life.
We can't do that, Laurie. This is Tony's private affair.
That is right. No, we can't interfere.
Huh?
Still, never mind, eh? I'm sure you'll find someone just as nice.
Or isn't anyone else just as nice? I don't want anybody else. I want Annie. She is my world, my everything, my love.
Good heavens, Kenneth McKellar.
He won't have her. I'll never let her go. If it's the last thing I do, you hear me? I won't lose my Annie.
Losing his honey, he certainly lost his marbles.
You don't reckon he'll do anything stupid, do you?
No, a man as daft as him's capable of anything. Ah, I know then. I'm wondering what he will do. That's exciting, isn't it, eh?
Here you are, Annie. Your drink.
Oh, thanks. Oh, what's this little yellow thing floating on it?
Well, it's what you asked for, eh? Gin and a bit of lemon.
Oh, Tony.
Hey, how's things at your salon today? You try my idea of putting all the flowers in the window.
Yes. The first customer who came in suffered from hay fever. We had to call a doctor.
Oh, Annie, I'm sorry, eh?
Oh, don't apologize. You've been such a help this week.
It's my pleasure. Hey, but there's one thing. I don't think your assistant will like me. Every time I come in, he shouts, here comes old the spaghetti head.
Oh, well, you mustn't mind, Laurie. Actually, I've been thinking.
See?
Well, we get on together, don't we, you and I?
See?
I mean, this week at the salon.
It's been a very happy week for me.
Tony, how would you feel about us, well, getting together?
With you? And me? You?
Well, it sounds like a lot more people when you say it like that. Well, yes, that's the idea. Oh, of course, if you're not sure.
No, Isabel. Mamma mia. Annie.
Yes?
Annie, I...
Oh, come on. What are you trying to say?
I've been thinking about things like you, eh? About, well, we get on, don't we? You and me and us and...
Yes, that's what I've just said.
Yes, I know. I was listening with my ears. Annie.
Yes?
Will you have a dinner with me tomorrow at my house?
Oh, well... Well, the thing is, I was...
Okay, you don't want to. I understand it's difficult for people who are not brought up to it. Mamma mia wants to sit opposite to somebody eating the pasta fazoo.
But, Tony, I'd love to.
I know. What do you understand? What?
That's very kind of you. 8 o'clock?
Annie, that's so wonderful. You meet my mama. You love her. Now, please, don't take any notice if she starts crying. She always does it all the time when she's happy. The happier she gets, the more she cries. As a bambino, we all learn to swim in our kitchens.
Well, I'll bring my water wings.
Oh, that's wonderful. I gave you another drink, eh? The same again.
Please, no lemon this time.
In my gondola.
That's the last of the towels done and all the shampoos put away. I'm going home now, Tony.
See, okay.
See you in the morning.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Bye, Mr. Dear. Bye. I'll be away too, son.
Oh, no, Hector. Huh? Un momento, before you go.
What is it?
You are the man of the world, eh? You are the man who's done all of the things.
I have that.
You've seen all of the life.
I have that.
And you've been married. Tell me, a man to man, what do you think of the marriage?
What? How can I put it? Well, on the one hand, it's the greatest trial and tribulation any two people can inflict on one another. A constant war of nerves in which each rips the other to shreds, ending in total destruction of both. On the other hand, it's a fate worse than death.
Hey. But apart from that, it's a good idea, eh?
God's sake, it's made the man stone deaf as well.
You see, Hector, the reason I ask is, well, I was thinking of getting married.
Fine, fine. As long as you don't know more than think about it.
Hector, I have this certain lady in the mind.
And who would that be?
It's Annie.
Why?
You see, tonight, Annie is coming to meet my mom.
That sounds serious.
Yes, serious, because tonight I screw myself up for the big moment. I go down on both my two knees. I take her hand, and then I pop the question.
I fancy that, no.
Then, if she say yes, and I think she will, we will itch the knot, and then we're going to open the big salon together.
A new salon?
Si. And we're going to call it Tony and Annie's. Hey, what do you think?
Well, what about this place?
Oh, well, if we do, then I am close up the shop.
Close the shop? But you've been here 10 years.
Si, I know, I know.
So have I.
Look, it's not going to be easy.
10 years of my life, love, lived in this shop.
Si, I know, I know.
I mean, no. Over there is where I nearly ruptured my soul lifting that Mrs. Wainwright when she had fainted. You remember? With that wash basin, the very first time I used the new high-speed hairdryer. Do you remember that? When I blew that fella's wig off right through the window. Right through the window into the street. Folk outside thought we had rats.
See, I remember. But look, Hector, please, eh? Yeah. That's the past. Hmm? I know it's not easy for you, Hector, but it's my life. I'm not getting any younger, Hector.
You think I am? Maisie will be all right, but where will I find another job at my age?
Oh, I'm sorry, Hector, but look, don't you be a little bit glad that I am going to be happy?
Happy and married.
Hector, my old friend.
Oh, well, son. I wouldn't wish marriage on my best friend. But if it's what you want, well, I hope everything's all right tonight.
Tonio, what's the time?
8 o'clock.
Oh, Mamma Mia, she'll be here soon. Quick, quick. This girl, which part of Italy her family from?
They don't come from Italy.
Oh, Sicily?
They're not from Sicily.
Not from Sicily and not from Italy? Mamma mia, what sort of woman are you thinking of marrying? She's a Martian?
No. She's Irish.
Irish? Santa Maria, Rava Maria, Santa Maria, Rava. Catholic Irish?
What's the matter?
What's the matter?
Look, all of the mothers, I love her, I want to marry her.
Oh, my little bambino. A married man.
I don't ask her yet. Anyway, it's not losing a son. It's a gaining a daughter. Look, I tell you, when you see her, you love her. She's wonderful. She's kind. She's gentle.
Does she eat lasagna?
She's going to make me very, very happy. Oh, there she is now.
Does the room look nice? Oh, Mamma Mia, should I take down the picture of Father Borelli?
You can't. It's hiding the stain on the wall. Now, keep calm. Okay, I go and let her in. Annie.
Hello, Tony.
Come in, come in.
In a minute.
Huh? You want to eat out here on the pavement?
Well, Tony, I've got to tell you something first.
Gee, but you and me can talk inside. It's no problem. Come in.
No, it's a lorry.
What a lorry? I don't know you drive a lorry. What's the matter? So it break down, we get it fixed.
No, Laurie, who works for me at the salon.
Oh, that Laurie?
Yes.
So he break down, we get him fixed.
Tony, he's asked me to marry him.
What?
Yes. Would you believe he wants to marry me?
And, you?
And I said yes.
You've... And this...
Laurie's such a quiet, shy man. Not much to write home about, I suppose, but... Well, I've always been very fond of him. No more than that. I just didn't realize he felt the same about me, but now... Well, I'm very happy.
You mean you and him?
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry to spring it on you like this, Tony.
It's a shock.
I knew you'd be disappointed. I mean, after all the talks we've had, the plans for combining our salons, but, well, I can't really go ahead with that. Not now. Hope you'll understand.
See. I understand.
Oh, I'm pleased. Well, it's been quite a day.
See. Annie.
Yes?
It's no reason for you not to come in and eat. And Mama make a very nice dinner.
Oh, well, please forgive me, Tony, but not tonight. I'd like to be with Laurie. I mean, everything happens so quickly, you know. And, well, it's a very special day for both of us.
See, it's okay.
You don't mind?
No, it's a special day.
Oh, I told Laurie you'd understand. Ah, you're a nice man, Tony. Well, I'd better be going now.
See.
I'll probably see you at the Hairdressers Federation meeting.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe because you know...
Well, I'm pleased we managed to have that drink together after all that time.
See.
Well, goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Annie.
Hey, Tonio, bring the lady in. She's such a little cool standing at the door. Hey, Tonio, what's the matter? Who's this girl? I've been practicing the bigoras and the shillelies in the kitchen.
Mama.
See?
It's no good. She don't come to dinner after all.
She don't like lasagna?
She don't come. Ever, Mama.
I don't understand.
She married someone else. Notonio. Mama.
Oh, my poor little bambino.
Oh, come on, Tony. Cheer up. It's not the end of the world.
It's the end of my world.
Of course it isn't. Come on, Hector, do something to cheer him up. Play the bagpipes or something.
Then I kill myself.
I tell you what, my boy, I'll whistle for ye a wee jaunty tune.
Oh, that's a nice idea. What do you know?
What about Annie Laurie?
Now, look what you've done.
Sorry, son, I wasn't thinking. Now, but come on, Tony. This wasn't meant to be. Be sensible, man. Use your head.
How can I when my heart rules my head? My life is in ruins. It has no purpose. Annie doesn't want me. Nobody wants me.
Mr. Puccetti.
Si.
Well, I represent the BMA, and we want you.
The BMA? That's the British Medical Association.
You can't have him. He's not dead yet. Mind you, the way he's going on, if you just wait a half an hour,
you'll be... No, no, no. The BMA. The Bald Men's Association. When I saw the sign in your window for head polish, I knew that you were our man.
Me?
Mr. Puccetti, there's a whole world of bald heads out there. And we want you to rub them with your polish.
Maisie, Hector, do you hear? I'm recognized for where I am.
A loony.
A genius, Leonardo da Vinci, eh? Mamma mia, I'm so happy.
Here, hang on. What's happened to your broken heart? All this business about the heart ruling the head.
Ah, but not the bald head. Hey, the polish.
You've been listening to Tony's by Jim Eldridge, starring Victor Spinetti as Tony, John Laurie as Hector, and Deborah Watling as Maisie. Also this week, Norma Ronald featured as Mama, Kenneth Connor as Laurie, and Josephine Tewson as Annie. Incidental music was written by Max Harris, and the producer was John Fawcett Wilson. Thank you.